Well, it's all common sense, really. We don't cut the flax when it's raining because it becomes very slippery, and you can do yourself a real bad injury. We don't cut the flax very early in the morning for the same reason. It's still a bit dewy and slippery, so we go, you know, after the sun's been on it for a while. And there's also another reason, because the insects that live in it are out feeding and frantically moving around the harakeke, and we prefer not to disturb them, as much as possible, because some of them bite. And then you've got to get a bit of pear and put it on your bite, because I've seen some really nasty sores result from spider bites and other bites in the harakeke. And so we pick it mid-morning through the middle of the day when those little busy little insects are resting. And for this very same reason, we don't cut very late in the afternoon or at night, because those insects are busy again. And women shouldn't cut harakeke if they're menstruating. It's a rule of thumb, and I guess it's a sensible rule. And if they're pregnant, they shouldn't be cutting the harakeke. But for some iwi, they don't mind if their women weave during that time. If somebody else does the gathering, they can prepare and weave. But the rule of thumb down here in Ngaitahu is that they don't. Yeah. The harakeke is like a person, really. It's like a whānau. And, you know, if you do away with your newborn, you're not going to have a whakapapa. You're not going to have a lineage to carry on your whakapapa. So we look at the harakeke like that. If you cut the new growth, or the rito of the harakeke, then the plant will die. And so there always is a rule that you don't cut the rito of the harakeke, that you cut. There's the rito in the centre, and then there's the afi rito on either side of it. And usually a weaver will have at least three afi rito on one side of the plant and two on the other. So each time a weaver cuts, they will cut that afi rito, the matua, or the parent, the oldest leaf of the plant, and leave the others. And the next time they go to cut, they cut from the other side, and so on, as the rito grow and expand, and the new afi rito comes in, it gives you another row, or another blade, on the opposite side. And usually, that's the way a harakeke plant is managed. But I noticed at Janet Stewart that it was just leave the three, the rito and the afi rito. Well, yeah, that's okay, but it's not good practice. It's best to leave more. And it needs to be cut as close to the ground as it possibly can be. One of the things that that is of real concern to me is the way that people are cutting, or not that some people are cutting the harakeke out at Janet Stewart. And instead of cutting it right at the base and cleaning the whole plant out, they're cutting their row or their leaf halfway up. So by the time they take that and leave that very hard base butt piece of the flax, and then it eventually dries out and it becomes a lethal weapon. And you go into the harakeke and you can be really badly damaged by those pieces that have not been taken away. So it's really important for people to understand that even though they don't want those to take those butt pieces, they've got to cut it right at the root of the harakeke, right at the base of the harakeke, and that way it keeps it tidy for others and for themselves when they go back to take the next row. But that was one of the things that is really important for people to know about, the correct cutting. And tidy it as you go, tidy everything out as you go. And if there are any plants that are past their best use, then just cut them out. It's okay to just cut them out. And some of the small, younger shoots that are going to obviously not fit where they're trying to grow, it's okay to cut them out. It's good to, in each poo of harakeke, to have about 20 plants and just to keep the inside open and airy and the outside clean and tidy, and keep the inside tidy as well. And the insects the grubs and things can still live in there, and they survive, but it's much healthier for the harakeke. You could get better row, you get a better cut off it.